I'm talking to you today about something that will never be conquered by any of us in this lifetime. It is called pride. I don't like to talk about pride because it's so personal and so often something I fail at in my own life. But I was reminded of a visual for how I feel we are to look at pride in our lives, how horribly disgusting it is to God. When he lists what he hates, he lists pride first. Because pride is saying, me first. What I think is better, my way is better, what I want is most important. I can do this alone without having faith and trust in God. It's everything opposite of what the Lord wants for our lives, all rooted in pride. I look forward to heaven. One of the main reasons is because I will not be in a body that cannot escape pride. I can conquer it through the Holy Spirit daily, but I will finally be away from pride. That is going to be one of the great things about heaven. I was reading the missionary biography of Darlene Dibler Rose, who went to Papua New Guinea. I believe that was where they were wanting to go, New Guinea. In the 1930s, she and her husband as missionaries, and she was just in her early 20s, brand new, newlywed. And they were in the Indies learning the language. And through all of this, it's an amazing story. I highly recommend you read or listen to the story, Evidence Not Seen. It was a very moving and life-changing story of Darlene Dibler Rose. She was put in a work camp under the Japanese in World War II. It's amazing. It's an amazing story. Anyway, before that happened, her husband set out on foot and she stayed back at the language school, and he went into a very remote part of the island that had not been reached before with missionaries. And when he came back several months later, he had lost so much weight. He was in such poor health because of all of the conditions of the trails and the walking and the food. It was just absolutely horrific. When he came back, he looked like a different person. This was in the early 1930s, I believe. And he had what they called jungle rot on his feet. It had actually eaten away at the bottom of his feet and he could not walk. And every day she had to help him by removing a layer of the skin of his feet and putting ointment on his feet. And it's really disgusting how it was described, this infection, just pussy and horrible. And every day another layer of skin removed and more ointment. And I couldn't help but think, that's the way that pride has to be dealt with in our life. We have to see it as horribly disgusting, the way the Lord sees it. Oftentimes, you know, we don't do the big 10, 10 commandments. We don't, you know, murder, steal, adultery. So we're doing pretty well. Pride is even more hateful to the Lord than some of the other things that we don't do because we're good Christians. Pride is horrible, and we sometimes make it seem like it's nothing. But it is like what Darlene Dibler did for her husband every day when he couldn't walk for all those months until he was healed. It's adding another layer of ointment, God's word, his Holy Spirit's healing, to remove the pride and the disgusting, infectious pus, and adding a layer of ointment on, and day after day doing that until we are slowly healed. And of course, the ultimate healing from that will come when we're in heaven. But sometimes we just first must realize how disgusting pride is to the Lord, or we won't have that determination to allow the Holy Spirit to do his deep work, his slow, daily, deep work until we are healed, until that is out of our life, until we can, first of all, recognize it, hate it, and remove it from our life. It is a daily, daily thing to realize how much we need God. Godly sorrow brings us to the salvation. Godly sorrow helps us to do the deep work with the Lord until sins are rooted out of our lives and they don't have strongholds in our lives. Self-pity is just, it doesn't have any wins, any lasting advantage in our life. Godly sorrow brings us to salvation or conquering deep-rooted sins in our lives. So, ladies, I hope that you and I can look at our own sinful pride in a way that we will do anything and allow the Holy Spirit to keep working on this, even though it's painful for us for a long time, until it's something that does not overcome us in our lives. Have a wonderful week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.